You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client, and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another show. This is episode 173. Let me ask you this, when's the last time you swam in a mountain waterfall, or maybe even watched a sunrise on top of a mountain? Or when did you last ride your bike through amazing trails and experience Outback Australia to help you be a better leader in your business? Now, if we were sitting opposite each other, for many of us, we'd probably answer, never. In fact, we are probably busy with busy schedules, limited time to do everything we want in our business, and probably can't even remember the last time we even swam in a mountain waterfall, if we ever had, or enjoyed watching a sunrise, feeling absolutely relaxed. Well, my guest today is Daniel Burgess, and you know, at the age of 20, he nearly died when he was a passenger in a single vehicle accident. This gave Daniel a passion for life, and he now helps people to get out there and really experience life. So on today's show, Daniel is going to inspire you to get out into the mountains and just be, why you should experience clarity so that you can get the calmness that comes with it. He's going to help you to be more engaged with those around you 100%, as well as help you connect with your why, your purpose, and your vision. So welcome to the show, Daniel.
Awesome. Thank you, Anne-Marie. That was a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
Oh, look, and I'm sure the experiences that you give people through your business is certainly amazing as well. So tell us more. What's involved in one of your experiences?
So basically, the Phoenix experience is just about getting out there. So typically, our four-day trips, we go to far north Queensland and we visit some ancient waterfalls and get out into the tablelands in far north Queensland and do some mountain bike riding, and then out into the desert to do some caving, and then back to the oceans and the reef to jet ski around some islands. And, you know, it's up at sunrise every day, and, you know, we do some mindset training, and yeah, it's just a fantastic, it's like a journey. Like, you know, busy professionals these days, they're so caught up in the day-to-day and being successful. You know, they don't really get a chance to focus on themselves. So.
Yes, yeah. Just last November, Daniel, my husband and I, we travelled with a caravan. We didn't bike or anything like that. It was with a four-wheel drive towing a caravan right up through central Australia, but we only went as far as Alice Springs. But I tell you what, the sunsets and just the vast landscapes, and of course I follow you on social media, and we'll certainly share with everybody what your Instagram and other accounts are, because the images that you share, actually you out there in the mountains, are just so inspiring, and can really see that these experiences out there in Outback Australia certainly would be very relaxing for sure. But that whole trip really did rejuvenate and refresh. And I think for many entrepreneurs, business owners, as well as executives too, you know, in the corporate space, we often do not give ourselves the time to really absorb into these kinds of experiences. And it really is to our detriment, isn't it?
It definitely is, yeah. And, you know, as you know, when you're in these roles, and I've been there myself, your phone rings 50 times a day and, you know, your email's on your phone and everything. And we rarely get a chance to focus on ourselves. And, you know, it's not about being selfish. I think the more we can just focus on ourselves, you know, become better people ourselves, we're better for the people around us. And, you know, that makes us better leaders, because we're there present, you know, for our families and our friends and also our team members at work, which we have a great responsibility for.
Yeah. You know, yesterday I was in conversation with a CEO, and he said, you know, one of the things that I've started doing regularly in my schedule, he said, and it is an appointment with myself, he said, every morning I get up at 5 and I take a walk around Listerfield Lake, and Listerfield Lake is a very big lake, and there's certain areas which are just right out into the bush. And he does that in the evening as well. And he said, you know, getting out of the office, out of my head kind of thing. He said, the ideas and the creativity that just bubbles up is just phenomenal. He said, I've had so many different innovations and ideas that I never would have had were I not out there in nature and also getting fit and healthy at the same time too. And I would imagine that that often is something that many of us struggle with that creativity, because we just are in that daily grind. Would you say that's one of the benefits of one of your experiences, because creativity and just all of this innovation can really bubble up to the surface because we're not so stressed and put so much pressure on ourselves?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And he's exactly right. And, you know, that's a part of my trips as well, is we spend the first 4 days and typically take away like a leadership team of one business, and we go away for 4 days or 5 days, and, you know, they get to focus on themselves for 4 full days, and it's a journey and we're doing activities. So there's no meditation or anything, but because you're so active all day and engaging and with yourself, at the end of the 4 days, I facilitate like a corporate, like company vision session. So when they're out of their heads and, you know, and these ideas are flowing,
yes,
I just facilitate and just the ideas as they're coming out of these executives to get them on paper and set them up for the next year ahead. And I think, as you said, that creativity just flows.
Mm. I would imagine when you are out with some of your other team members out in Outback Australia, some of the other areas where, and please do share in a moment, some of the other areas where this could be of benefit too is often in the workplace, there can be conflict, you know, differences of opinions, different communication styles, all that kind of thing can sometimes come to conflict in the workplace. Getting out and being involved in one of your experiences, that would help with that area too, yes?
Yes, definitely. You know, there's a lot of companies out there doing team building exercises and getting everyone to bond in that way. But my sort of philosophy is get people to focus on themselves so they're, you know, they're better versions of themselves. They're just remembering who they were and their purpose.
Mm.
And that in turn makes them better team members because they're more engaging, more open to other people's ideas and opinions.
Yes, yeah, I think it's important. And often when you are out there in an environment that often, I mean, how many of us do go out and experience Outback Australia? Not very many. It certainly is something that opens up opportunities for conversation, things to be said, to be, you know, to have that kind of transparency, encourage that. And once people get to have a bit more self-awareness, understanding of self, understanding of other people, and that they're not just pains in the, you know, backsides, but they have their own personalities and styles,
exactly,
and characteristics.
Yeah.
It certainly is something that can certainly build and mend fences, so to speak. Tell me, how did you come up with the idea? Because it's called the Phoenix Experience. Share how you came up with the idea.
Yeah, well, originally I had the idea of this business and, you know, like as you said in my intro with my car accident, like I had this idea of just getting people to embrace life and get out there. And I had the idea, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, my friends were like, you know, you should get people out there and get them out and show them what you do. And they get a lot out of it. And I thought, yeah, that'd be great. And funny enough, I got into a, you know, a high paying sort of corporate job and the really high pressure, high stress kind of role. And then a year ago, I was like, you know, I'm going to do this. And it was originally called Life Begins at 40. And my photographer and my art director friend who takes all my amazing photos, he's, you need something that speaks who you are. And so I came up with the Phoenix Experience because it's like sort of being reborn. You know, you have to go through that transition, like the phoenix burns to the ashes, and out of the ashes the phoenix rises again. And that's sort of the essence of my trips, is we're not essentially broken, there's nothing wrong with us, it's just about remembering what's really important to us. And I think it's really important these days.
I think it is too. And I think for something that you made that decision, because how many of us, we know that something needs to change, yet often we are just so busy and continue on with the cycle on and on and on, that really not only do we need to set the intention, yeah, one day I'm going to get around to that, we really do need to take action, because for you, you had that incredible, you know, just this experience, which we hope that other people certainly don't have to go through, to have that kind of wake-up call that, hang on a minute, life is too short. If I'm not going to stand up for my well-being, my emotional health, and whatever else is not working in your business, or if you're in corporate within your team and within your division and your company, there's nobody else that's going to make a change. It has to start with you first. So having been someone who is through that, what are some things that you might like to share with people who are at the cusp? They know that something needs to change, yet they haven't kind of yet taken the step. What are some of the things that you did or told yourself that gave you the impetus and the strength to go, right, that's it, I'm now going to do this?
I think like the biggest thing for me was just letting go. Mm-hmm. You know, just letting go of everything, letting go of the baggage, and letting go of, you know, the reasons why not, and just starting to become present, you know, mm-hmm. present for those around me and my family and everything like that. Because as you said, we get caught up in the day to day, and that's life.
Yes.
And I even sort of started to go down that track again in my job, and that's when the decision I made is like, no, I want to really get out there and, you know, just. Change can happen in an instant. You know, everyone puts this thing around change that it's so hard and everything. But as you know, change can happen in an instant. And I think just being out in nature, there's no ego, there's no judgment. It's just a chance for you to reconnect with yourself. And I think that's really important, whether it's on one of my experiences or hitting the alarm for 4 o'clock in the morning and go and watch the sunrise in a mountain. It's hard to explain, but as you know, like when you're out in the outback, you can't explain it until you're there, but it does have a powerful effect on you, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. And I can't remember exactly where we were, but we were in a little camping ground and we'd put up a tarp because we'd been cooking and the wind had been blowing and we were sitting down, we'd finished dinner and there was a little, you know, dingo pups around. So that was all cute too. And then I said to my husband, I said, oh, Gary, can you take the awning down? There was this amazing sunset. I have never seen such bright yellows, oranges. It was just phenomenal. And it really is. It just, and it was from that moment that I realized that any time now when I see, sunset is my now favorite time of the day. And sunrises, obviously, too. But there's something about sunsets, you know, closing off the day and just kind of sitting there and unwinding. And I want to spend a little bit of time speaking about this because I know that this is so important, whether you're in business or whether you are in a corporate. Knowing your why and connecting with that, your why and purpose and vision is so important, because how many of us are just going through the motion each and every day, living someone else's dream, doing things for other people. We don't want to get to the end of our lives, you know, kind of then thinking, oh, I wish I had done this or I wish I'd done that. Speak more about that, please.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, and it's interesting that you say, like when you're out in the outback and the, you know, out at Alice Springs and Northern Territory, it's the stillness. And there's something about how clear the air is. It's not like the city where it's, it's clear. Those winter days are really crisp. And I think with that comes clarity. And you said it so well. We get stuck in other people's dreams and other people's day-to-day lives, and we're surrounded by drama. And it's important for us to let go of that and have that clarity. And as you said, like reconnecting with ourselves and our why.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to help us be better business leaders and better human beings. And that's very important. And I think it all comes back to clarity. And when you have that clarity, as you said before, the ideas flow, everything just seems to happen exactly how it's supposed to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know sometimes when you are making that decision and you are, you know, planning on taking those steps, the unknown can often be really scary as well. However, where you are now, you've started your business, you're creating these great experiences. I'm sure the clients and the people that you are working with and speaking to, because of the impact you're having on their lives, are you having those moments where you say, oh, I wish I had done this sooner?
Yes. You always do that, but I think that it was really important for me to go through that 5 years in that corporate role with the, you know, the nonstop phone calls and the emails, to really understand that, you know, there's work that needs to be done out there, but it's important that when that work finishes, It's like having a switch. How can you switch that off and just go straight back into being present and having those rituals that you can do, like your friend walking around the lake mm-hmm. at sunrise and sunset? You know, he's going to go home to his family and be a lot more present. And I think yes. that's really important. And I'm glad that I went through that so I can better understand the needs of my clients as yeah. well.
I mean, that's such a valuable lesson from the point of, you know, running a business. And even in a corporate environment, when you really understand who it is that you're here to serve, to support as far as clients and customers. And let's face it, in corporate or in business, if you don't have customers, you're not generating sales and income, then it's going to be very hard for you to maintain that business and grow successfully. Having that understanding and awareness is going to help you be far more connected, be more empathetic, I think, which is very important in this day and age too, because customers don't just want to be a number. They want to feel respected. They want to feel understood and certainly have the right sort of solution and service. So tell us, because your business and what you do is really unique. It really is unique. So tell us a little bit about how you're marketing the Phoenix experience.
Well, I have my whole marketing, and it's a bit of a funny story really, but my whole marketing strategy basically just involves me standing in a suit in crazy locations around Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm blessed to have a fantastic photographer friend, and we go on these crazy, sometimes they're just 24-hour photo missions, and we get into some incredible places and really push ourselves to get some incredible photos. And sometimes there's a lot of roadblocks, but we really push those through as, you know, as hard as we can to get the photos so we can, you know, inspire people to get out there. And
yeah
if you check out my Instagram, there's some pretty cool photos.
Yeah, I love them. I could just sit there all day and look at them. Tell us, what is the most hairiest of experiences that you've had trying to get one of these photos?
Well, we did a one of our crazy 24-hour missions to the Grampians and down to the Great Ocean Road. And
yes.
We got down to the Gibson Steps and it was dark in the morning before sunrise, waiting for the perfect light, the golden rays, as mm-hmm. my photographer friend likes to call it. And we knew the tide was going out, and we walked right down around to get some shots with the apostles. And yeah, a freak wave came up over the shelf, and because it's just sand and then it's a cliff face.
Yes.
And the water slammed us against the wall, and it was up to our sort of waist. And it was quite scary, because it was actually very real, because if it had been any higher, it would have washed us out to sea. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that was certainly an experience in itself, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely. But we got some incredible photos though. So,
yes.
Yeah, and sometimes you need to do these things to, you know, that are important. You know, it was important for me in my journey as well. And it's important to get these photos and inspire other people, which is it's the whole purpose of why I'm doing this.
I really love the way that you've shared that, because, you know, when we're thinking of entrepreneurs and businesses, particularly the businesses that may have unique experiences such as you do, I mean, you're now using a very unique way of marketing yourself. You're embracing social media, and yet, you know, an image, what's that saying? And, you know, a picture paints 1,000 words. People can really see through the photos, the images that, you know, your photographer friend and colleague is taking. People can really see and almost imagine being there in the experience. And why I share that is for business owners who are listening today, what is something that you can do in your business to market it uniquely, but also to really speak the message, speak the experience, so that if someone's looking at an image or reading an article, whatever it may be, watching a video, that message and uniqueness is really coming through. Is that something that you came up with, or maybe it was something that you thought of when you were having one of, you know, in the outback somewhere? Hey, let's start doing this.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Like, you know, in May, and we were trying to think of a way to bring it all together, to bring the city to the outback and to tie it all together. And we've also got some shots in the city in the suit, and we're trying to think of a way to bring it together. And we thought, what better way to bring the suit to the outback and
yes.
to the adventure? And that, you know, there's so many successful people in business, and, you know, they've spent all this time and they've, you know, all this energy and have this incredible success, and sometimes they don't have time for themselves. So we thought, what's better way to connect that success and getting out there? And that's the best thing about social media, is people will find you And if you're authentic and you believe in what you're doing, and this is the thing for, you know, for small business and entrepreneurs out there, people will find you if your message is about you and it's authentic. They will naturally find you on social media, and that's the best endorsement you can ever get.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're thinking of your ideal client, let's do this a little bit differently. What are some of the issues or things that they are struggling with that they can use as kind of trigger points? That if this is what they're experiencing or saying to themselves, it's like, aha, you need to go out there and do something different to really, you know, Phoenix experience, to get connected and back into creativity. What are some of the things that we can keep an eye out for?
Well, when I started this business, I interviewed a lot of my avatars, which is obviously my ideal client. Mm-hmm. And I had some good 3-hour conversations over lunch about what are the things that they're going through. And it was the same story. It's just being so busy and just in constant overwhelm. The emails don't stop. Team members are leaving, so they're having to recruit new team members, which puts more workload on them and then more workload on their team members. And it's just a cycle. So they end up working longer hours. The phone calls aren't stopping and the emails aren't stopping. And I was asking him, I was like, so, you know, I know you've got a family and you spend some time with the family. And then after that, like, what do you do for yourself? And it was the same story the whole time. It's like, well, I don't actually know because I haven't really had time to think about it. And that to me was like, well, that's the time that you need to get out there because, you know, it's that just stuck in that day to day. And there's nothing wrong with being successful and earning great money and providing for your family. But I think that kind of overwhelm and that workload can only last so long.
Exactly. And I think sometimes, you know, when we do step away from our business in the corporate space as well, there are things that we are doing that we can do better, that we can eliminate, that we can enhance, that we don't necessarily see when we're in that cycle. But as soon as we're, you know, cycling up a hill or down a hill and seeing a sunset, all of a sudden it's like, wow, I can do this differently, or why are we doing this anyway? And so, you know, for people who are thinking today, yeah, but I'm already so busy, if I'm going to go away and then I've got to come back, you know, often we are spending way too much time ineffectively working on tasks, so we can do things so much more efficiently, so much more streamlined, yet we can't see that because we're just so bogged down by, yeah, expectations and our to-do list anyway. Would you say that's true?
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. It is so true. And sometimes you need to step back and just, you know, it comes back to that clarity thing. Once you have that clarity, some of the small things, you know, and that seem like big things, they only become small things and they're a lot easier to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Daniel, share with us, how can people get in contact with you and have one of these fascinating Phoenix experiences?
So, yeah, they can just contact me via my website. It's thephoenixexperience.com.au, and they can check out some of my crazy photos on Instagram, which would be really cool, and connect with me that way as well. And all my contact details, email and phone numbers all on the website as well.
Terrific. And, of course, we will put all of the details on the show notes as well, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES. 173. Daniel, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, Anne-Marie. It's been awesome. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Now, if you are an executive and you have recognized some of the things that we spoke about today, if you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you're starting to struggle, take action now. Make the decision. Gift yourself an experience and go out and see Outback Australia. The creativity that you'll experience, the improved productivity, performance, collaboration with your team will certainly thank you for doing that. If this is the first time that you are joining us, it really has been a pleasure and an honour that you have spent some time with us. We know that you've taken a lot away with you. Implement them. What are you going to do in the next 24 hours? Hopefully one of those things is to reach out and connect with Daniel. Please subscribe to our iTunes channel as well. Every week we have another guest expert joining us, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/AES iTunes. Love to see you again next week. Until then, goodbye from me. Have a fabulous week.